everybody. This is CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am here with Ragini Michaels, who we're talking about forgiveness. And in this case, in the previous segment, we talked about how you basically forgive someone else. In this segment, we're going to talk about how you ask for forgiveness when you've screwed up. Okay, so welcome back, Ragini.
Good to be here again.
So, so let's say that you've made a mistake. Mm-hmm. How do you go about apologizing, or what do you think are the aspects of the apology that are really important to consider?
I think the two words that are the most important are, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Said with genuine, honest feelings of sadness. Mm-hmm. And regret that mm-hmm. you harmed someone else's feelings yeah. by what you did. I was just working with the person who does my music and my videos, does the recording as well, the other day. We were in his studio, mm-hmm. and I said something to him. I don't remember what it was. And he said to me, you know, Ragini, if you would say that in a different tone of voice, it wouldn't make me feel like an idiot, and I'd probably respond differently. Mm-hmm. Now, in the past, my response would have been very defensive, saying, right. well, if you would just, you know, speak up, you know, and be clear or whatever. But I would right. have had an argument. This time, I was able to say, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. You know, that's a pattern of mine that I've been working on for a long time now, and it was not my intention to hurt you or make you feel stupid, because you're not. So I'm sorry. Please accept my apologies. I'll try not to do it anymore. I'm working on it.
Right.
Okay. Now, to me, that's a good apology. First of all, because it was said clearly with honest feeling of mm-hmm. sadness that I hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
And secondly, it didn't go into anything about, you know, if you had X, then I wouldn't have had to do Y.
Right.
Okay. And so when
you make, I did X because these following things happen.
Right.
Justification.
A good apology does not have justification or rationalizations in it for your behavior
yeah.
or defensiveness.
Right.
And so that's important to exclude that kind of stuff from your apologies and simply ask to be forgiven for what you've done and say those magic words that work so wonderful with human beings if they're said filled with sadness and heart.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so sorry I did that.
Yeah.
So if you can access sadness that you've hurt someone's feelings, you know, like, you know, when you step on your dog or your cat's paw, you get a certain urge of, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I
right.
did not mean to hurt you. You,
right.
you defenseless little poor thing,
yeah.
right? Well, you don't want to look at people as defenseless and poor, but they are soft.
Right.
Human beings are very, very soft.
Right.
And we hurt easily.
Yeah.
We're very thin skinned.
Well, I think that in the example that you gave, it's I'm sorry, which are the two magic words, and
uh-huh.
saying that alone can make, can shift every, saying
yeah.
that alone and from a very sincere place can shift everything.
Right.
And then what you said further on is you said, I'm sorry. And I think you owned what your side of it was. You're
yes.
like, I've been working on that for a really long time. You
right.
owned what was yours and are responsible for the part that you contributed
mm-hmm.
in that harm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, I didn't mean to harm you,
right.
and I won't do it again.
Now, to get to that place for me was difficult because I had so much pride.
Right.
Right. And I didn't want to say that I had made a mistake. So I got defensive and I had more arrogance in my I'm sorry's, you know.
Right.
And that actually covered a strong sense of lack of importance, okay,
right.
and a low sense of self-esteem, which I wasn't wanting to look at. So the pride was the way I kept myself away from it.
Yeah.
So once you can get past that, it's much easier to own the fact that you're just human and you're going to make mistakes and
right.
you're going to hurt other people's feelings, even when you don't want to.
Yeah.
And that's the key, because that's where mindfulness and spirituality comes in, because then you get to be present to what you're doing. In that moment, in that little vignette, I was not present to what I said to him in that moment, or I never would have said it that way.
Right, right. And so another thing that we were talking during the break, we were talking about forgiveness, and there is an instance where I was actually at a restaurant and someone spilled a whole drink on top of me. And then I sat and proceeded to be in a kind of wet position during the entire meal. And I was kind of fuming because the person never apologized. And
really?
Yeah. And what I really wanted was, I'm sorry I spilled this whole thing of, you know, liquid on you. I can imagine that it's really uncomfortable for you. I am going to bring a towel for you so that you can dry yourself off versus you having to ask me for napkins repeatedly. Can you tell a little bit? I do forgive her. But anyway, so, and then, like, you never said to you're sorry. And then basically you are now, you know, you could have said, I'm sorry. I must be super uncomfortable. Here's some napkins or something. And then what would have been nice is, I'm sorry. Here's how I'm going to make amends. I'm going to, you know, give you a free dessert or not charge you for the drink I spilled over you that you didn't get to drink or something. But I think that there's two kind of, there is a different kind of apology, but it's similar. It's just another format. Cause I think sometimes it's about owning up some of the things that you said. But, and I think, but it has a similar kind of algorithm, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry because I guess I spilled water on you and I completely did it by accident. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Let me see if I can make amends by mm-hmm. giving you a towel minimally mm-hmm. and then saying, like, you know, doing something to try to make it better, which would for me would have been to just not charge me for the drink. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think that those are some.
I think the thing that's algorithm. Similar in those two is saying you're sorry and owning what you did.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's interesting to note is that you can also get in the habit of saying I'm sorry without it meaning anything.
Yeah.
Years back, I used to do trainings in Germany and Italy as well. Mm-hmm. And the Europeans really called me on how many times I said I'm sorry because I was raised in the Midwest.
Right.
So in the Midwest in America, you say you're sorry for everything.
Right.
And really what you're kind of saying is, I'm sorry I exist. Please
right.
forgive me for taking
right.
up space. And this really got to them a lot because there was no presence to my I'm sorry's and
right.
there was no genuine feeling of being sorry. It was an automatic habit that was pretty much empty of any genuine feeling mm-hmm. other than please forgive me for existing, which was really not something that you want to ask other people to
mm-hmm.
do.
Yeah.
So there also is that to look for whether or not you have the habit of saying I'm sorry just as a habit of a way to sort of excuse yourself just generally for being who you are.
Right.
And that isn't what we're talking about either. That's
right.
not a genuine extension of asking for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's another place to look forward to it.
I want to mention one more thing since we have a little bit more time. You know, one of the things I wanted to share with folks is I went to a Buddhist retreat, and in that particular case, I was still, I mean, it's esoteric, but I was still mad at God for taking my dad away, mm-hmm. which I viewed prematurely because he died of a heart attack. And, you know, it's like, boom, gone. Like, he was there, next minute gone.
Yeah.
And so I was really mad at God.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did and what I loved about this Buddhist poem was it really got me, and I think somehow reading this poem over and over again gets you into it, acknowledging where you're stuck mm-hmm. in terms of apology. But I'm going to share it with you. And what it does is it asks for you to forgive yourself,
mm-hmm.
which I think is really important because oftentimes we don't even forgive ourselves and we suffer because
right.
of our hardening of our heart that we talked about
right.
earlier in the other segments. And then the other is you ask for forgiveness. Like in your particular case, with the recording, you said, please forgive me. Right. So I think that that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is, you know, you forgive that person for in any way which they, you know, maybe unintendedly try to harm you. So there are three levels of forgiveness. But the poem goes like this. For any way that I've caused harm to myself knowingly or unknowingly in thought, action, or deed because of anger, fear, or confusion, I offer forgiveness for myself. For any way that I've caused harm to another knowingly or unknowingly in thought, action, or deed because of anger, fear, or confusion, I ask for forgiveness. And for any way that I've been harmed by another, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, action, or deed because of fear, anger, or confusion, I offer forgiveness as much as possible in this moment. And I really like that because when I was actually going through that, I actually found the places where I was holding on to forgiveness, and it helped me focus on some and allow me to soften my heart as a result.
These are beautiful meditations to sit and contemplate and say over and over again. And the vibrational energy of these sentences actually starts to soften the heart a lot as you really contemplate them and reflect on them as you say them. It's a great meditation.
Yeah, I love that meditation. So thank you, Ragini.
You're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you so much. Ragini, tell us about plug your book, please. And make sure to put the title in.
My book is available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And you can also order it off my website. And the name of it is Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful, No Matter What. A very practical, fun, informative, and easy-to-read book. Go get it.
Yes, yay!
It'll help you.
Go get it. Yeah, and if you have had the fortune of listening to Ragini's advice over the last year, it really is beautiful and comes from a really grounded, loving place. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, folks, for WBLQ, Chris and Brian. And goodbye, everyone. Have a great weekend.